We've all seen it happen in science fiction films. The expendable character is outside their spaceship or trapped in an airlock. The spacesuit is damaged or the helmet gets removed. His friends frantically banging on the glass as we get a nice close-up of his terrified face. And then, well, depends on the film. Sometimes he freezes solid and shatters like glass. Other times he blows up like a balloon before exploding in a messy shower of frozen flesh. But is this realistic? You know, back when I first answered this question on the Urban Astronomer website, the one film I could think of that got it right was 2001: A Space Odyssey. There's a scene in which Dave Bowman has to get back into the Discovery after being locked out by HAL 9000. We see him take a deep breath in his pod's airlock before opening the door. The escaping air throws him out into Discovery's pod bay. There's much frantic bashing about as he bounces off the walls and claws himself to the manual override switch so that he can close the pod bay doors and restore atmospheric pressure. The entire scene is filmed in absolute silence until the air is turned back on. He is exhausted by his ordeal, but otherwise unharmed. And the only problem I have with that scene is, well, he should not have tried to hold his breath. As any scuba diver could have told him, he would probably have injured his lungs trying to hold in the air against the pressure differential. But shouldn't there be at least some dramatic effects? After all, we know from very simple experiments that water boils at room temperature in a vacuum, and we've all seen balloons and other objects explode when the pressure outside is too far below the pressure inside. But it turns out that our bodies are not balloons, and the water inside us is quite well protected. I'm not much of a biologist, and I don't know a lot about medicine, so I'm going to quote from an excellent article on NASA's Ask an Astrophysicist website, which deals with this exact question. They say, "If you don't try to hold your breath, exposure to space for half a minute or so is unlikely to produce permanent injury. Holding your breath is likely to damage your lungs, something scuba divers have to watch out for when ascending, and you'll have eardrum trouble if your Eustachian tubes are badly plugged up. But theory predicts, and animal experiments confirm, that otherwise exposure to vacuum causes no immediate injury. You do not explode, your blood does not boil, you do not freeze. You do not instantly lose consciousness. Various minor problems, such as sunburn, possibly a bad case of the bends, certainly some mild reversible swelling of skin and underlying tissue, will all start after about 10 seconds or so. At some point, you will lose consciousness from lack of oxygen. Injuries accumulate. After perhaps 1 or 2 minutes, well, now you're dying. But the limits are not really known. But you do not explode, and your blood does not boil because of the containing effects of your skin and circulatory system. You do not instantly freeze because, although the space environment is typically very cold, heat doesn't really transfer away from your body that quickly. Loss of consciousness occurs only after the body has depleted its supply of oxygen in the blood, and if your skin is exposed to direct sunlight without any protection from its intense ultraviolet radiation, well, you're going to get a very bad sunburn." Now that's all lovely. All this theory is very well and good, but it turns out that we do actually have laboratory evidence that human beings can be exposed to hard vacuum and survive without injury. If you read the show notes for this episode on www.urban-astronomer.com, you'll find a link to a video on YouTube. The video shows the laboratory accidents that I'm about to describe. In 1965, Jim LeBlanc was helping to test a spacesuit. He did this by wearing it in a vacuum chamber. The suit developed a leak and rapidly lost pressure. He remained conscious for 14 seconds before passing out, which is about the time it takes for blood to move from the lungs to the brain. With all the air sucked out of his lungs, oxygen was being removed from his blood instead of being added. So with no oxygen reaching his brain, he could not stay conscious for long. He later reported that the last thing he felt before losing consciousness was the feeling of saliva boiling coldly away on his tongue, and it seems safe to assume that his tears would have boiled away from his eyes as well. As soon as the test team saw him collapse, they opened the valves to restore pressure so that they could open the door to rescue him. It took about 15 seconds for air pressure to be fully restored. Jim regained consciousness, and he had recovered fully before the team's doctor was able to reach him. If you watch the video, listen to the commentary, it's a fascinating story, but they get one detail wrong. They claim that no astronaut has ever suffered catastrophic depressurization, but what they mean is no American astronaut. In 1979, the Soviet Soyuz 11 mission, on its way home from the first ever successful docking with the space station, suffered depressurization while preparing for re-entry. All three crew members were killed. So, while the effects of exposure to vacuum are nowhere near as dramatic and exciting as portrayed in popular film, well, oxygen deprivation will always be deadly. But we can take comfort in the knowledge that death by vacuum is quick, and provided your ears aren't blocked, relatively painless.